This is a Medical Minute from the Hot Springs Health Program on WART, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina. Today, we will be hearing from pediatrician Joyce Hooley.
This is Dr. Hooley, and it's summer, the season for mosquito and tick bites, so I thought we could talk today about insect-borne diseases and insect repellents for children. Thankfully, here in Western North Carolina, we're not at high risk for contracting Zika virus, but our mosquitoes do sometimes carry other viruses that cause encephalitis. Most summers here in Western Carolina, we do see a few children come down with encephalitis due to lacrosse virus, and sometimes we also see West Nile virus. Both of these are carried by mosquitoes. The eastern equine virus can be transmitted by mosquitoes in the eastern part of our state. So when we travel with our children to the beach, we are at risk during that travel. Encephalitis is a very serious illness which causes high fevers, severe headaches, persistent sleepiness, vomiting, and sometimes seizures. There's no medicine against these viruses, and patients who have severe cases are usually admitted to an intensive care unit for supportive care. Most children do recover, but encephalitis can cause brain damage or even death, so it's very important to try to avoid exposure to these viruses by avoiding mosquito bites. Tick bites are also common in the summer. Here in Western Carolina, we have both deer ticks and dog ticks. Dog ticks are flat and round, about the size of a very small watermelon seed when they are not engorged with blood. They can carry Rocky Mountain spotted fever, but it is reassuring to know that the tick usually does not transmit the infection unless it has been attached to a person for more than 24 hours and becomes engorged with blood. The deer tick is even smaller than a dog tick, and it can transmit Lyme disease. So check your child all over for ticks every day after they've been playing outside, including their feet and their ankles, their groin area, their underarms, and their scalp. If you find an engorged tick on your child, take a photo of it and then remove it immediately by grasping it as close as possible to its mouth parts at the point where it's attached to the skin with a fine tip tweezers and pull straight up. Do not twist and do not grasp it on the swollen, engorged belly. After you've removed it, watch your child for fever or rash. If your child comes down with a fever within a few weeks of a tick bite or a rash that looks like a bullseye, take them in to the doctor to be seen. There are lab tests to identify Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and there are antibiotics for treatment. To avoid these exposures, use insect repellent on your children when they play outside. There are three ingredients in commercially available insect repellents that we have found to be highly effective in preventing mosquito and tick bites. These are DEET, picaridin, and oil of lemon eucalyptus. DEET, that's D-E-E-T, may be used in concentrations from 10 to 30%. The 10% solution of DEET is what is safe for children down to 2 months of age. The 25% DEET is effective for 5 hours, and the 10% DEET is effective for 2 hours. There's no advantage to using any concentration stronger than 30%. Picaridin is a synthetic chemical made to resemble a chemical naturally found in black pepper. This has been widely used in Europe and Australia since 1998, and now, since 2012, it's also available to us here in the U.S. It comes in concentrations from 10 to 20%, and it protects for 3 to 8 hours. It can be used in children down to age 6 months, but the AAP recommends, that's the American Academy of Pediatrics, recommends not using higher than 10% picaridin in children. And then there's oil of lemon eucalyptus, and this can be used in children older than 3 years. It lasts for about 2 hours. Apply the insect repellent to your child's exposed areas of skin and to their clothing whenever they play outside in the summer. If it's a spray product, go outside to apply it so that you avoid breathing the fumes, and have your child turn their head away when you spray your child's arms or legs. Don't spray directly into their face or neck, but instead spray it on your hands and then apply it with your hands, avoiding their eyes and mouth. Wash all of the repellent off your child with soap and water after they come inside. Look around the outside of your house, too, and make sure that you don't have any buckets or tires or toys or other objects that can collect standing water where mosquitoes lay their eggs. dump these out and turn them over so they cannot collect water. We at Hot Springs Health Program hope you and your children have a wonderful summer without bug bites.
This has been a Medical Minute from the Hot Springs Health Program on WART, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina. To learn more, please go to www.hotspringshealth-nc.org.